As I understand it, it's not done on paper at all. You had to do it all in your head. Is that,
yes.
Is that right?
That's the reason it was called mental arithmetic.
Quite impressive. I'm wondering how would your father refer to the teacher, not by her, how would he refer to any teacher, as the school teacher, the school marm, or how?
Well, he just said the school teacher.
They didn't use the term marm.
They didn't, I know.
And the teacher would refer to you as students or pupils or scholars or?
Pupils, I believe. I believe.
I see.
I just never did pay too much attention to that part of it. Let's see.
And if someone would, some boy would decide not to go to school someday when you're supposed to, how would you refer to that? He was, if he should have been in school but didn't go, how would you refer?
Most everyone went. If they didn't, it seems to me that teachers and the parents worked together. Of course, my daddy didn't have any trouble with his because we knew better than not to go. We
the
had
children who would not do they call that playing hooky or?
Oh yes, that was playing hooky.
Is that how they used
Yeah,
to
it's playing it? Hooky.
Mm-hmm. And. If a child would tell the truth to the teacher about something that another child had done, but other children wouldn't quite agree.
Tattletale.
Is that right?
They didn't like tattletales.
Those are some of the ideas that I'd like to check on to see if mm-hmm. you have any expressions or terms that may not be known today. Also, you say you had, the school was organized by grades,
yes.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. And most children started when they were six, would
mm-hmm.
you say?
Most of them.
I see. And if a girl would graduate, what kind of occupation, if she didn't get married, what kind of occupation would she have when she left school?
There wasn't too much open for girls at that time.
Suppose a lawyer wanted a lady to assist him. Would he call her as they do today, just a
secretary? Yes.
And there was that opportunity.
Most of the families in town sent their children to college. Now, most of the boys, or at least a lot of the boys, went to what is now, not the University of Mississippi, but down at Starkville, Mississippi State, we used to call it. It was A&M College.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. The girls went to Blue Mountain, MSCW. Some of the older ones, I don't know how old MSCW was. It wasn't called MSCW at that time, I don't believe. And then a lot of us just went to Chickasaw Female College. It was...
Did you have a hospital?
No.
You didn't.